wash the dishes.
Okay, and usually after a woman washes the dishes in soapy water, then in clear water she
rinses them.
Okay, and then you dry them off with a
towel.
Okay, and the thing that you turn the water on in the sink, that's a
spigot.
Okay, is that what you would normally say? What about in the, if it's in the bathroom?
Faucet.
You say faucet for the bathroom. What about if it's on the outside of the house?
Spigot.
What about if it's the kind of thing that the fire department comes along and attaches its hose to?
Hydrant, fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant. You ever heard hydrant used inside the house?
No.
Maybe older people?
Yeah, for the thing that the water comes out of.
For the thing the water comes out of. That's the hydrant. Okay. Let me see, and then you might say, if it got real cold, you might say it got so cold last night, our pipes
froze.
Froze, okay. Then you would say they, let me see, they were all, what? Frozen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they froze like that, you might say they froze so bad that they
burst.
Okay. Would you use burst there if you were just talking normally with friends, or is that sort of?
I'd probably say all the pipes in our house busted.
Yeah, yeah. That sound, does that sound more natural to you? Mm-hmm. More, yeah. Okay. The thing in the old days when they had a horse and buggy, they used to use to make the horse go faster.
Whip.
Okay. And if you go to the store and you buy some fruit, the grocer puts them in a what?
Bag.
Okay. And if you buy some flour, it comes in a
sack.
Okay. What's the difference between a bag and a sack to you?
Well, they're both the same.
They're both the same? What about what it's made out of?
Well, a sack is usually made out of cloth, isn't it?
Okay. And then a bag you would think would be made out of?
Paper.
Paper. What about the kind of great big bag that maybe you get 25 pounds of potatoes in or something like that?
A burlap bag.
Burlap bag, you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call that anything else?
Potato sack.
Potato sack. Have you heard other words maybe older people like your grandmother, your mother, your father might use? Croaker sack?
Yeah, I've heard croaker sack.
Croaker sack. Is that the same thing as a burlap bag to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, there was another one I wanted to ask you about. I wonder if I've got it here. Have you ever heard a bag like that called a poke? Have you ever heard anybody around here say that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Gunny sack. Have you ever heard that?
Gunny sack?
Huh. Yeah. No. Huh? Okay. And what about, like, sometimes if you go to the store and the grocer maybe doesn't, you've got a lot, maybe you've got two or three bags, and he doesn't want to put them in a cart for you, but he might put them in a, what? Or if you have a lot of stuff, he might put it in a, one of these square-shaped jobs, a box, you know?
Uh-huh.
What is that usually made out of?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
You know, like if you get a box or something, there must be one.
Cardboard?
Yeah,
cardboard. Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard that called anything else? Have you ever heard people say anything besides cardboard box for that? You ever heard pasteboard?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never used it. Heard it used.
Heard it used.
Yeah.
Older, is that again older people pretty much?
I think so.
Okay. Let me see. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. And the thing you use to carry the washing up outside.
Clothes basket.
Clothes basket. The thing that nails come in. Sort of like a barrel, only smaller.